In history, most societies were ruled by a king or a royal family. These rulers had armies of loyal men and bureaucrats who managed their governments for them. This form of government is called a monarchy, and the ruler is called a monarch. A major change happened thousands of years ago in a small part of the world. One tiny city changed its government. The people threw out their king and replaced him with an assembly. This consisted of ordinary citizens. It was the world's first democracy, and the city was the Greek city of Athens. Athenian democracy was not truly free. It did not last very long, but Athens created a basic model of freedom and success that many societies would one day follow. In 1776, the idea of democracy was given new life in a new land. After the American Revolution, in the newly born United States of America, the founding fathers debated what form of government they should create. Should it be a new American kingdom, like England? Should it be a collection of small, independent kingdoms? Instead, inspired by ancient Athens, the United States became a democracy. Many countries were inspired by the American Revolution. Today, most people around the world consider democracy the ideal form of government. Today, there are still many kingdoms. The United Kingdom still has a royal family. Thailand also has a king, but both are democracies. These rulers act as cultural symbols for the people, but have no real power. The same is true in Holland, Denmark, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, and even the tiny country of Nepal. People look to their royal families for social guidance and cultural connections, but they look to themselves for government. Despite its humble beginnings, the idea of democracy has spread around the world.